Hello, everybody. This is Father Tadros Hermina. Always my pleasure being with you in this great program, Peace and Love. In our episode, Be the One, Lead the Way, we are going to finish today the transformational leader. How to be transformational leader? Just a quick review. We talked about the four I's as factors to help you be a transformational leader. The first one was the idealized influence, which is basically the logical conversation with your followers so that you will be able to convince them with a way that can fit or be suitable to them. The second I is inspirational motivation, which is basically to find a way to motivate your followers continuously. And we mentioned the ARCS technique as one of the best techniques to motivate others. And then we talked about the third eye, the intellectual stimulation, which is being always stimulating their creativity and their initiation using the dream technique, Today, we are going to talk about the fourth eye, the last one, the individualized consideration. Most likely, as leaders, we are always dealing with groups, like the group, the team. But you have to know, as a transformational leader, you need to deal with each one of the group on an individual basis. For your group of a team, let's say you are talking about a team of like 6, 7, 10, you have to have a relationship with each individual in your team. Because this kind of individual relationship will help you not just to build the relationship, but to deliver more concepts to the follower, and moreover, to help this follower to be on the same page as you. Do not separate yourself from people and say that I am a leader to a group. Yes, you are a leader to a group. This group is formed of individuals. So yes, you have to manage the group. Yes, you have to deal with the group to deliver the message to them. But you have to have the individualized consideration in the form of personal relationship with people. You need to develop your relationship with each individual of your team, of your group. Make files for them, like filing. What's the strengths of each one and what's the points that needs to be developed in each of these individuals. Listen carefully to their ideas in privacy. Maybe not ideas, maybe listen to them because they want to talk. Maybe because they have something they want to tell you. Listen carefully to their personal needs. Develop their skills. How come you will be able to develop their skills and you do not know exactly their personalities? You will not know. And that's why I'm telling you, this is the best way to reach them. Individualized consideration. If you succeeded to do so, you will be able to delegate, because now you know them better in like different profile. You are going to know them not in the group, but as individuals. Again, individualized consideration is to focus on each individual in your current group. What if I have like, I'm like the CEO of a company or an organization? I should be knowing each individual in the company. Believe me, if you have this kind of individualized consideration by knowing people in your company in individual, you will be much more successful. Just walk Walk between them. Just knew them. Just ask about their names, even if you're the CEO. Even for the, like, the low-ranking people in the company. Just ask about them. How are you doing? What's your name? My pleasure meeting you. If you need anything, just keep me in touch. That will give them not just a high motivation, but they will feel that you are with them, not away from them. Individualized consideration is taking care of each individual, not just for the group or for the team. Individualized consideration. Look at Saint Paul. In all his epistles, he is mentioning people by names, not by nations. Look at in his epistle to Ephesians, to Romans, mentioning people by names, with their families, with their kids. Why? Because he is a great leader. Once talking to anyone, keep in touch with everyone. So in order to apply the individualized consideration, you have to make this kind of application. It's a very simple one. Just write on a piece of paper your team, your team members. The team members just be written on the piece of paper and write on each one what's your plan to make individualized consideration with this person. You're going to sit with her or with him to listen their ideas, to talk to them about what. Put a plan. Believe me, that will help you a lot in developing your team. Try to understand what's their needs, what's their weakness or points to be developed, and what's their strengths. So again, write on a piece of paper names of your team, and in front of each one, write these four items. What are you going to do to develop this kind of personal relationship? Number two, what are their needs? Number three, their points that needs to be developed. And how are you going to develop this? Their strengths. By writing this, you will be able to use the intellectual stimulation. You will be able to motivate them in inspirational motivation by focusing on their talents, and you will be able to use the idealized influence, because by that way you will be able to know your team better. This application is extremely important. It may take from you from 30 minutes to 1 hour, but believe me, this 30 minutes or 1 hour will be a great preparation for yourself, for being a transformational leader that will help your team to grow, and consequently your organization, for better success and prosperity. Transformational leader, if you want to be there, if you want to be that kind of leader, you have to follow the four I's: idealized influence, inspirational motivation, intellectual stimulation, individualized consideration. Thank you very much for being with you today in this episode of Be the One, Be the Way. This is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in 3405 Forest Hill Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida 33406. Always my pleasure for you to follow us for the lead program, which is for the diocese of the Southern United States Coptic Orthodox Churches. You can follow up with us for the link www.theleadprogram.org. Again, www.theleadprogram.org. Looking forward to being with you in our next episode. Thank you so much.